Every year, millions of boys earn badges for activities like learning to camp or hiking through the woods, character-building exercises put on by the Boy Scouts of America. But very few, less than 10%, remain dedicated enough to become Eagle Scouts, the organization's highest level of achievement. Reporter Steve Trader found one 20-year-old King of Prussia man who did this in a very special way with an assist from new technologies.
Kevin Rafferty recalls the day that Christian Matkovich completed his Eagle Scout Board of Review last September, the final step in becoming essentially a Navy SEAL of the scouting world.
We had two interviews, and the last one was wild. It was really, I mean, this is a big deal. This was the final speech.
As Kevin tells it, inside the room, five men in uniform were seated behind a long wooden table. Christian, with his thick, dark-framed glasses and curly mop of hair, his light brown scout shirt and red handkerchief, is dead center on the other side.
Time is rolling along. I can feel the tension. I can feel the fatigue. It's getting harder for Christian. His body's not cooperating, but you know what? Every question that's thrown at him, he answers.
They asked him questions like why he deserved this prestigious honor. Christian scanned through his vocabulary.
My enthusiasm for life and for scouting is second to none. I am brave and put maximum effort into all my activities. I am also a well-rounded young man.
Yeah, Christian isn't your typical Eagle Scout candidate.
I enjoy taking part in live theater. I also love watching professional sporting events such as football, baseball, and basketball.
He suffers from spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy, the most severe kind. He is bound to a wheelchair, as most of his body has about the same amount of muscle control as a three-month-old baby. He's completely immobile, fed through a tube, and can't speak on his own, which makes his achievement all the more remarkable. He earned over 21 merit badges, accomplishing feats like boot camp, shooting a gun, and camping on the beach. He served as troop leader for 6 months and carried out a community service project. Sure, there was a string attached to the gun trigger that someone else pulled. His mother pushed his chair through Valley Forge where he camped in the winter. But Bob and Mary Matkovich say that their son earned it.
Don't make assumptions, because that's been done in the past. And until you meet him and see what he's capable of, he persevered. He did this.
And one of the ways he did was through an augmentative communication device. Christian can't speak, so he relies on a digital voice generator to get his ideas across. Attached to the front of his chair is a computer screen which scans through phrases like family or hobbies. Next to Christian's head is a large red button, and when the computer lands on a category he wants, he leans to click it. A new page opens with more specific options. He waits, clicks, until eventually the digital voice pipes up.
My most important resource is my family. My next most important resource is technology. It is very important to me. It helps me to communicate with others.
But that same device that allows him to recite his scout pledge or talk to his troop isn't without issues. Like if he misses a head click, he has to wait for the words to cycle back through, which can be tedious and exhausting.
You know, in many ways, we've increased our capabilities to serve individuals like Christian, but we've also, still face some of the same challenges, and there's a need for ongoing research.
David McNaughton is an education professor at Penn State University and part of a nationwide research consortium on assistive communication devices. He says that in some ways, research depends on the general population. When interest in, say, speech recognition technology explodes, the disabled community directly benefits. As the technology gets cheaper, more options become available.
The ongoing challenge we face for individuals with severe physical disabilities is identifying controllable movements that they can use to make selections with the AAC device.
For instance, eye gaze technology would let Christian voice a word just by looking at it on a screen, but he can't maintain eye contact long enough. Brainwave reading technology is, at best, a distant new frontier. Instead, McNaughton and researchers are attempting to harness something more instinctual.
Often for somebody like Christian, his parents, when interacting with him, know that when he looks at a particular location with a particular expression on his face, for example, that there's something that he wants.
What the group is looking into is technology that can act the same way, reading Christian's face to help him get his words out faster. McNaughton hopes to be testing prototypes within 5 years. For now, though, it's safe to say Christian has made the most of what he has. Within a few hours of his board review last September, he'd found out that he'd passed the final test. 2 weeks ago, his elite status became official.
Life Scout Christian Makovich, we're finally at the point you have been waiting for. It's my privilege and pleasure to pronounce you an Eagle Scout.
For The Pulse, I'm Steve Trader.